Who's this?
Hi.
Oh. Got the, what are these things called?
Pop socket.
Your little USA Hockey Wait, pop
what's
socket.
What's it called?
A pop socket.
Pop socket?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think of Louis Domingue? Did you know his neck was spotted on?
How did you know?
he told us. He said, fortunately, you only had to turn around twice all night.
Yeah, that was a little alarming in the pregame when he kind of kinked his neck. And so we just, Bassi was ready to go just in case. But he said he was ready and he went in. And good thing because he played really well.
Coop, you've known Johnny for a while. Mm-hmm. He's such a hard worker. How nice is it to see a night like tonight where he can get through?
Well, we like him in the middle. That's helped him. But if there's one thing about Johnny and the competitiveness and all that, that's for taken for granted. He competes, but it's his skating. And when he's skating, really it's game-changing for him. And he was definitely skating tonight, just bursting through holes, creating chances for himself. And I know he had three, probably could add more just from the chances he was creating. And as line mates, obviously, we're helping him out. But that kid was flying tonight.
You said before you got hurt that he was arguably your best player in the preseason or in training camp. Is he back to that level where he was?
Well, he showed it. He was pretty darn good tonight. That's what he looked like in preseason, and he got hurt. So no matter what, when you miss games, your timing's off. I think I was asked that by Nick or somebody earlier. That's the big thing that goes. You got to get your timing back, and clearly he had it tonight.
You mentioned that speed burst, and is that kind of reminiscent of what you looked like a couple years ago, even Johnson on that second goal, where he kind of just blew through the.
Yeah, well, that's he's done that his whole career, and it's came into training camp in great shape, and this is what you get. It's been great.
After you guys took the lead, did you feel like you stepped up defensively?
Yeah, to be honest. There ended up being a little bit of shot discrepancy, but that's because they had 11 shots in the power play, and so we killed off 8 minutes in the first two periods, which was a great job by the guys. But that first 5 minutes of the third, Carolina was pushing, and we knew that if we were going to get a power play, we had to earn it. And obviously, the whistles were few and far between, and Cedric Paquette earned the penalty. He got on his horse, he started skating, the guy had to hold him up, and we earned it. And then the power play came through and delivered for us. And I thought once we scored that goal, then we began to push. And it was kind of an even game throughout. But, then you add in the 6-on-5, and so now you're basically shorthanded again. And I thought the guys did a great job. And it was also fun watching, I thought it was at a football game, and there was a bunch of kickoffs. Louis was kicking it off, and they were free catching. So it was fun to watch him go for the goal.
I think Joseph, for a rookie, I know from the first goal, may not have been his fault, but he got behind him to score the goal, and then like a couple minutes later.
Yeah, it's
something John's.
Yeah, it's that's tough play. Things he's going to learn, but we turned it over. So when you turn pucks over, basically that's how they got both their goals. We're on our turnovers. And when you're doing that, it's hard to recover. Unfortunately, he was the guy who's, he got beat. But another one that used his speed to advantage and did a great job on the penalty kill. And, that's a huge surety for us. No worries there. It was, like I said, started way back when we turned it over.
Coop, you mentioned Seti. Ernie had a good game too. How tough are you guys to beat when you have four lines?
Well, I thought that's what helped us. In the third, they went down to three lines and we kept going with four. And as that game went on, I just thought we still had energy. And don't get me wrong, their three lines they threw out there, they were pushing, but I felt it benefited us going four down the stretch.
How dangerous was that first penalty coming right after their first goal to potentially swing momentum? And then obviously you guys scored and swing it the other way.
There you go. There's momentum changers. And for our penalty kill to, do what it's done in the first few games, but it's got to get you out of holes. Obviously, a 1-1 game is way different than a 2-0 game. And you're not going to bank on scoring, but keeping off, that's like kind of the bonus. And It was a big goal, big momentum shift for us for sure.
John, we talked a little bit about Louis Domingue this morning.
Where's your big guy?
I left it.
Oh, you left those? You should wear those in here.
I left my 1970s headphones. But the challenge for a goalie who hasn't seen action in a couple of weeks, going back to that preseason game in Orlando, to look as sharp as he did, that's not an easy thing to do. How impressive is that he can do that in his first start?
Well, any goaltender will tell you they want to be the starter. And everybody wants to play games, regardless, goaltender, forward, everybody wants to play. But when he came here and we sat down and we talked about the value he would have to our team, how he can help us, and you sit here and think, you know, he plays 25-30% of the games. Yeah, it's not starter material, but it's helping a team trying to make the playoffs material. He's a big part of the team. And it's just a different way to get ready for games. And so it's paramount, the work you have to put in for practice. And you know, to continue to keep your timing, to be sharp, and he's done that. That's one of the things about our two goaltenders. They don't cheat you on the work side of things, and I think that's what's helped them.
Good, thank you.
Thanks.
Noon at Emily tomorrow. Okay.